Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures, telling stories of Texas history and heritage from diverse cultures that define the state's unique character for over 50 years. Details at texancultures.utsa.edu.
Welcome to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Hoping to succeed Will Hurd as congressman for the 23rd Congressional District of Texas are Republican candidates Tony Gonzalez and Raul Reyes. They emerged from the Super Tuesday election as the runoff candidates for the Republican nomination. And the winner of the July 14th runoff will face Democratic candidate Gina Ortiz Jones in the November 3rd general election. Raul Reyes did not respond to numerous invitations to participate in this Republican runoff candidate forum before the start of early voting. We encourage his campaign to respond to discuss scheduling an interview at a later date. But we do have Tony Gonzalez with us this afternoon. If you have a question for Gonzalez, call in. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. In the next half hour, we'll be hearing from Rebecca Clay Flores, the Democratic runoff candidate for Precinct 1 on the Bexar County Commissioner's Court. So welcome, Tony Gonzalez, to The Source.
David, thank you this afternoon for having me.
So give us your pitch. Tell me how you are able to, what you tell people when you meet them when you're running for Congress.
Well, a big reason why I'm running for Congress is I love this country. You know, I joined the Navy at 18 years old without a high school diploma. You know, my life should be very different, but it's not. You know, God put me on a path. I joined the Navy as an E-1. Heck, I didn't even know how to swim. But 20 years later, I retire as a Master Chief. That's the highest enlisted rank. And now I'm finishing up my PhD. So a big part of my message is we live in the greatest country on earth. We live in America. And in America, anything is possible. No matter where you start, you can finish somewhere very different.
I can hear the difference in your voice. You must have been campaigning quite a bit. There's supposed to be some wear and tear on the pipes there because you're, you know, a very vibrant young man.
So this is the fourth time in this race that I've lost my voice. I will get it back again, and I'm sure I'll lose it again. But it's one of those things. I mean, this district is as big as it gets. And you always have to be on the road, getting in front of people. And, you know, that requires a lot of talking.
How are you dealing with the social distancing situation as you campaign?
Yeah, you know, we take the utmost precautions for not only ourselves, but those around us, our community. I think, you know, nobody wants to get sick or have anyone that they know get sick. So I think that's important. You know, it's a very real issue that we have to deal with, certainly unprecedented times, but you can't let up. I mean, everything is at stake in this election. So, you know, we have to make sure that our message gets out, our voice gets heard, and at the end of the day, you know, we give a voice to those that don't have any.
We have a lot of questions here on the board for you, Tony Gonzalez, as you seek the Republican nomination for the 23rd Congressional District of Texas, Will Hurd's district. So let's go straight to the callers. And we have Dahlia on the phone. Dahlia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. You have a question for Tony Gonzalez.
Hi, yes. I was wondering, will you take a pledge right now to repeal Obamacare once and for all?
All right, Dahlia, thank you for the call. And Tony Gonzalez.
Hey, Dahlia, thank you for tuning in. So in this district, healthcare is extremely important, and it's not only urban healthcare. I mean, it's healthcare throughout, especially in the rural areas as well. You know, I recently traveled to Rankin in Upton County. That's kind of West Texas, and I had a tour of the hospital facilities, and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, beyond the care that they provided, there's all these second and third order impacts that it has to the community. So I think that's very important. I firmly believe ACA has failed from day one. And part of it failing was the fact that it wasn't a bipartisan effort. It was an effort by the Democratic Party to just kind of shove it down people's throats. And that never works. So So I'm eager to get on the Hill and start working towards the next replacement of ACA.
Let's go to another caller, and this is Alexis. Alexis, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Tony Gonzalez, candidate for the 23rd Congressional District of Texas, is ready for your question.
Hi. Yeah. So just as Trump has said, Obama's DACA program for illegals is like a total abuse of his power. And I want to know if Mr. Gonzalez will support the president's efforts to end this unconstitutional program that's only encouraged illegals to cross the border and bring their children with them.
Okay. Tony Gonzalez.
Hey, Alexis. Thanks for the question. So, you know, District 23 is the largest district that has border between Texas and Mexico. And, you know, you heard earlier why I'm running, you know, the American dream, free enterprise, limited government. Well, at the heart of that is security. And everybody wants to be secure. And I think there's a way to do that as well as be welcoming towards our neighbors to the south. I look at DACA and I see this is an area where Congress has failed. I understand the presidency has taken the issue up. You know, the Obama administration first started it, and now you're seeing the Trump administration weigh in. But the reality is, this is Congress's job, and we are living in a time where Congress is broken. We need to send members, in my opinion, we need to send members that are willing to get things done and tackle the tough issues like DACA, not kick the can to the executive administration to make decisions.
So how would you vote on something that similar to DACA if you were elected to Congress? Because the Supreme Court is saying, you know, we want Congress to take this up.
Yeah, you've got the Supreme Court getting pulled in one direction, the executive branch getting pulled in another direction, and you got the legislative branch just staying at home, not doing anything at all. And I think that's the issue, is we need to have a legislative branch that actually legislates, that actually works. And you know, step one to that is getting elected. You know, you can have the best story, you can have the best intentions, but if you don't get elected, you cannot help. So I think, you know, that's why we work so hard in the district to show the message of unity, you know, to show the message that America has more in common that they don't. You know, at the heart of what we discuss is legal immigration. And I think, you know, DACA may have a role to fit in there.
Let's go to Andy on the phones. And Andy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, Tony. Very nice to speak to you today. I really like what Trump is doing with the budget by cutting down entitlement spending. He is taking on the Washington establishment and doing what is right for taxpayers. Programs like Social Security and Medicare, they're going to go broke if we don't raise the retirement age and make cuts. So will you stand with President Trump to make that happen?
Okay. And thank you for the call, Andy. And so will you cut Social Security and raise the age?
Hey, Andy, thanks for that question. So part of my journey is I got selected as a defense fellow from 2016 to 2018, where I worked on Capitol Hill as a full-blown Senate staffer for Senator Marco Rubio. And I contributed to the defense portfolio, the national security portfolio, and the intel portfolio. I mentioned that to say I've been on the Hill. I've drafted legislation. I've done constituent services. I've worked with the senator on getting things through. And what you see is the entitlement program is an issue. It is a major issue. And what is happening is a lot of members are leaving as fast as can be. For too long, Congress has kicked the can down the road. And there, guess what? There's very little road left to kick. So there's very tough decisions at hand. As far as, you know, meddling with the Social Security program, that doesn't make sense to me. I think that there's a lot of senior citizens that are on fixed incomes that have worked hard their entire lives, and now's not the time to pull the carpet from under them. So are there ways that the government can cut spending? Absolutely. And I think every department has a role to play in that. But it is a very difficult discussion, once again, that I think we need members that are pragmatic, that can sit down and have these tough discussions and not be so polarizing.
All right. We're speaking with Tony Gonzalez. He is in the runoff. He's a runoff candidate for the Republican Party for the 23rd Congressional District of Texas, seeking to keep the vast West Texas district that comes from San Antonio down to Del Rio, reaches over down to El Paso, keep it red. That's his objective. If you have a question or a comment for him, call in. The number is 833-877-8255. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.
DACA recipients collectively breathed a sigh of relief earlier this month, and Congress still looks to find a solution.
You know, we are always ready to engage the president and Mitch McConnell in conversation about what's possible with respect to protecting our dreamers. And, you know, it makes it tough, though, when the president uses immigrants as his number one political punching bag.
What's next for DACA? Next time on Fronteras. Download Fronteras wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We like to have candidate forums where we both have both candidates with us, and they can answer your questions, and we can help identify which one represents, you know, would be good for you to represent you in power, in Congress, in office. Unfortunately, Raul Reyes, who is the other candidate for the runoff for Congressional District 23, he would not respond to numerous invitations to participate in this Republican runoff candidate forum. We encourage his campaign to respond to our emails and to our phone calls, and we can schedule an interview, hopefully, before Election Day. But we do have Tony Gonzalez with us. He is the Republican candidate, also for the 23rd Congressional District of Texas, seeking your vote. And whoever wins the Republican runoff will go into the November 3rd general election, and they will face Democratic candidate Gina Ortiz Jones. Let's go to another question. If you want to call in, the number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We have a question on the phones for Tony Gonzalez with Sam. And Sam, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, Tony. I actually have two questions. So first, the whole Chinese virus thing is totally overblown, and I think President Trump has it handled. So what do you think about how he's done? And then second, the Trump tax cuts finally took Obama's foot off our necks and poured rocket fuel into our economy. So do you support the Trump tax cuts passed in 2017? And would you favor doubling down on them once you're in Congress?
All right, Sam. We don't like the term it's called COVID-19. We don't like to use racial slurs in referring to viruses, but go right ahead, Tony Gonzalez.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for the question. So, you know, coronavirus is very real, and it has impacted not only Texas, not only Texas 23, not only America, but the world. And, you know, I go back to my experience. I served 20 years in the military. A lot of that was overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan, but I'm a firm believer that the PRC, the People's Republic of China, are America's greatest external threat for a variety of reasons. And I think it's important for us to not lose sight of how the virus was handled for a couple of reasons. Not only for us to work our way through this, but this isn't the only virus that's going to happen, and we need to get a handle on things. And that's one thing that I think the president has done, is he's called out China and has, you know, held China responsible for it. But now we have to deal with the realities of it. You know, our economy has been impacted greatly. There's a lot of folks that our way of life is just changing, and we have to change along with that. I think there's a way to where we can be safe, and yet we can still, you know, reopen and be prosperous again. As far as your second question on tax cuts, you know, my message is free enterprise. And part of that is, I believe, strengthening the family unit. And one of the best ways to strengthen the family unit is to put more money in their pockets. I've always been an advocate, the more money the family has, the better the decisions they're going to make. So tax cuts make sense to me. You know, there's a way, I think, where we can spur the economy, you know, grow the economy, and yet not tax people to death. One of the ways I think we can spur the economy is bring jobs back to Texas 23. I'm a cryptologist, so I'm a cyber guy. Technology plays a key role in that. We can do that. We can do bring pharmaceuticals back, manufacturing jobs, and others.
We have a question from Twitter from Justice. It says, President Trump has taken many actions that are counter to traditional conservatism, including the subversion of Congress's power as the legislative branch. Would you stand up to the president if he took such actions in the future? So where do you stand on presidential oversight from Congress?
So President Trump, from day one, has been really the day one of his candidacy, even more so in his administration, has been different than other presidents that we've seen in past, both Republican and Democrat. He's just operated in a different form or fashion, but he's also been effective. You know, he's called out some things, some underlining issues that weren't new, and he hasn't shied away from the tough issues. I think that's a unique characteristic that appeals to a lot of people. It really cuts through the political BS and you go to the root of the issue. And I think people want that. They want to see action. As far as Congress goes, I mean, I'm running for Congressional District 23 here in Texas. And my entire goal is to represent the people of Texas 23. And I think that at the end of the day, that is what they expect and that is what they want. And oh, by the way, all people in Texas 23, not just those that agree with me. One of the most difficult things to do is to go places that you know aren't necessarily a friendly audience and speak to them and be able to conversate. That's where our country needs to get back to. Surround yourself with folks that don't necessarily look like you, talk like you, and think exactly like you. That's what ensures oversight.
So the Congress does have a role to play in congressional oversight. When the Republicans had control of Congress during President Obama's time, they exercised that and they issued subpoenas and they got documents and they were trying to get people to testify. They even got Hillary Clinton to testify when she was Secretary of State. So moving forward, we have, do you agree with that's how it should work, that the Congress should be able to get documents, should get people who are in the administration to testify under oath, particularly when there are impeachment hearings?
So David, I'm a Republican and I believe in the Republican platform and I'm proud of that. I will also say we are living in a time that is very polarizing on both sides, on all sides. And what worries me is, you know, we have a Congress led by Nancy Pelosi that is just, you know, infatuated with impeaching the president. And I get that. But what worries me is, you know, we change power. You know, let's say the Republicans win back the majority in the House. And what I don't want to see is I don't want to see Congress being so political that all they focus on is impeachment and some of these other issues. There is so much that needs to get done in this country, you know, infrastructure.
Right. So you don't think Congress has an appropriate role of oversight for the executive branch?
No, they absolutely do. However, I think it's gone a step too far.
Okay, let me ask you another couple quick questions. We're running out of time. So Will Hurd, you're running to replace him. He's now the congressman, a Republican from the 23rd Congressional District. What kind of job? Give me a grade. What kind of grade would you have given Will Hurd for how he's done representing the district?
I think Will Hurd is a patriot. He served this country both in the CIA and then on Capitol Hill for 3 terms. You know, I appreciate what he's done. And here's the thing, you know, Congressman Hurd and I are different people. You know, Angel and I have 6 children. I served 20 years in the military. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. We are just different people. I think it's important to realize that the congressman has worked hard. One thing that has made him so successful was he was very active in the district, and we're doing those exact same things. The other things is he actually got legislation passed. I think last count was 12 pieces of legislation. When we get elected, that's my goal as well, is to be an effective congressman, not just be up there taking, you know, votes and following following the other school of fish, but actually doing something for the people of District 23.
But Will Hurd was critical of President Trump. Any letter grade that you would want to give him?
Here's the thing. I don't believe in labels. I don't like labels from day one. I think the Trump administration has done a fantastic job in bringing this, you know, this economy prior to COVID at a point that is record setting. And I think they'll do an amazing job bringing it back.
Okay. Let me get another caller. This is Ed. And Ed, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. I'd like to take a whole different route here if I can very quickly. I'd like to look at patriotism. I'm a veteran, just like Mr. Gonzalez. So I'd like him to be rather specific. Can he tell me, how does he feel about the fact that John McCain, when he was alive, is not a hero because he was captured? How does he feel about Kim Jong-un being an honorable man, according to our president? How does he feel about Helsinki, Finland, and where he met with Putin? Okay. And in front of the world, he says that he agrees with Putin, that Putin says the Russians had nothing to do with the election.
Okay, Ed, thank you for the question. And that's good. Tony Gonzalez, your response to that.
Hey, Ed, thank you for your service to our country. And, you know, one of the issues that is near and dear to me is veteran affairs, and it's taking care of our veterans. You know, District 23 has a vast amount of veterans, not only veterans, but those associated with veterans. You know, we've got Air Force Base McLaughlin in Del Rio, of course, Fort Sam Houston and Lackland in San Antonio, and then Fort Bliss in El Paso. What I will tell you is veterans, especially my generation, I'm an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. My generation of veterans, we're not victims. We don't want to be called victims. We don't necessarily want to gather and talk about our time in Fallujah and Kandahar and elsewhere. You know, we want to get help when we need help. We want to live our lives and go about our business. And I think there's an opportunity, if you get the right member that understands that, to be able to strengthen veterans. And you talked about the presidency. Look, the presidency and Congress are two different branches, and they're two different branches that were built differently. You know, my whole goal as a 20-year Navy veteran is to take care of veterans, strengthen health care, strengthen job opportunities, and ultimately strengthen the veterans' transition back into civilian world.
So we have about a minute and a half left. If you could tell me a little bit quickly about border security, that's very important. Your district right on the border quite a bit. What's up with border security?
Sure. So I'll say border security is national security in my thoughts, and we need to make sure that our southern border, you know, is secure. I think that's important. I think there's a role for Congress to play in that. Once again, this is Congress not doing its job and kicking the can to the executive branch to kind of handle. I also want to take an opportunity. I mean, I was able to answer quite a few different topics today, but please, there is a lot more to the discussion. Go to my website, TonyGonzalezForCongress.com. Learn more about us. I'm also on Twitter at Tony for Texas. And by all means, give us a call, 210-840-8202. Give us a call. Let's continue the conversation. And I look forward to continuing to win this runoff. Early voting starts June 29th, and Election Day is July 14th, and ultimately representing Texas 23 in November.
We do want people to know that Raul Reyes, the other candidate in a runoff, we asked him to come on the program. He did not respond to numerous invitations to participate in an opportunity to expand, to explain who he is and what he represents. So we were only able to have Tony Gonzalez with us today. We do encourage Reyes's campaign to get in contact with us. Maybe we can still set something up before Election Day. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with Rebecca Clay Flores, candidate for the Precinct 1. Democratic runoff candidate for Commissioner's Court. And Tony Gonzalez, it's great talking with you. Thanks for joining us. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.